No, I don't want to watch this. Change the channel.
When were you appointed dictator?
When you were in the bathroom. There was a coup.
Where's the remote?
I don't know. You have it.
No, I don't. Why can't we just leave it on top of the TV where it belongs?
What's the point in having a remote if it's on the TV?
So at least we'll know where it is.
Oh, honey, this is silly. Just get up and change the channel.
You get up.
Like I do, tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, well that's really true this time. I don't have the answers, I don't have a plan. I'm mad about you, baby, so help me understand what we do. You can whisper in my ear where we go. Who knows what happens after here? Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm mad about you, baby. Yeah, I'm mad about you.
This city has, you don't find elsewhere. People come up to you on a bus, tell you you're Wayne Rogers, then yell at you for leaving MASH.
It's amazing how these people just find you.
What's going on here?
Have you seen my other sock?
What's it look like?
Remarkably like this one. It's gone. It's missing.
Well, it's a sock. Where could it go? To the kitchen. Very often they get hungry.
Looked everywhere else. Check the cupboards.
For your sock?
Yes, I'm looking for a sock. You figured out the game. Now help me play.
Here's a thought. Put on another pair of socks.
These are my lucky socks.
Well, it looks like your luck has changed, babe.
If we had someone come in here and clean this place once in a while...
I'm not having this discussion.
Why not?
Because we're not getting a maid. What, do we live in a mansion?
No, a pigsty. You don't clean and I don't clean.
Exactly. So why should some poor person who has no stuff have to come in here and clean our stuff?
So they can afford to go home and buy their own stuff.
Right, and then they'll have so much stuff that they'll have to get somebody else to come in and clean their stuff. It'll be a whole vicious cleaning cycle thing.
What about restaurants? People serve you there? It doesn't seem to bother you?
Well, actually, it does. I feel very bad for people who have to wait on me.
Well, you should.
Why don't we just clean the place ourselves, huh?
We've tried that. You remember the chart?
That was an accident. It got too close to the stove.
I don't want to live like this anymore.
Well, I don't want to get a maid.
Well, you don't have to. I already got us one.
Well, you already got us one?
I did, yes.
Without talking to me about it?
We just talked about it.
Yeah, but I said no.
I already hired her.
You're unbelievable.
Just one day a week.
But then what was the point of discussing this?
You're right. That was wrong of me.
What just happened to me here? Honey, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen you do it before. I thought the maid is starting today.
She is. She'll be here at 8.
Oh, so basically what I'm noticing is we don't really need a maid. We just need the threat of one.
That's them.
Them? What are them? You hired a team? It's not bad enough we're exploiting one person. Now we got two?
Fran's bringing her.
Fran? What's Fran, our agent?
You know Fran. It's her maid. She thinks she owns her.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Did I tell you? Isn't she incredible? Masha, this is Jamie and Paul. Paul, Jamie, this is Masha.
Hi. I have a cousin named Marcia.
Noir.
What?
Masha.
Masha. Yes. Masha.
She's a jewel. If I had to choose between her and Mark, I don't want to think what I do.
Masha. So where are you from?
Minsk.
Minsk proper or the suburbs?
Minsk.
Minsk, please. How long have you been over here?
Since I leave Russian Navy.
Navy? She was in the Navy?
You should see her make a bed. You need a crowbar to pull the covers back.
And this is Murray.
You're not afraid of dogs, are you?
Well, as a girl, I kill wild boar with my hands.
That was like a recreational thing or maybe part of a cooking thing?
Long story.
Well, tell us about that. I'd be curious.
Honey, not a cocktail party. I'm sure Masha would like to get to work. I know I would.
Masha work. Friend shop. I'm going to Saks. I'll share a cab with you. Let me just show Masha the environs.
Honey, listen, honey, don't leave me here alone with her.
What's she gonna do? Tie you up and dust you?
I just don't feel right about watching her slave over me like I'm a big fat potentate.
So go in the other room.
Nah, and she'll think I'm ignoring her.
Then leave the apartment.
And leave some stranger to touch our stuff?
She can't clean them if she doesn't touch them. You're running out of options and I'm late.
Just stay out of her way. She's a cleaning machine.
We got all various products.
Well, Mrs. Fran always uses everything extra strength, but I can work with this.
That's good. You're flexible.
Oh, my father was contortionist in Moscow Circus. He could fold himself into a box.
Okay. So, okay. Would you like a cup of coffee or something, maybe?
Oh, I make coffee for you.
No. Have you had breakfast?
Oh, I make for you. For Mrs. Fran, I always make nosh.
You don't have to serve me.
I don't?
No, you're not my servant. You're my new friend.
Thank you, Mr. Paul. I go scrub toilet.
Is that you?
Oh, my God. Do you believe what Masha did to this place? It looks incredible.
Pretty nice, huh?
You can actually see out the living room windows. Did you know they finished the World Trade Center?
Take a look.
Look at your closet. There's a floor.
She organized my clothes by fabric. All the hangers are unidirectional. I love that.
I love this woman.
Well, we do good work.
We?
Yeah. My shoot got rained out, so I stayed home and helped her clean. She even cleaned behind a piano. Look at this. Oh, she moved it, but it's unbelievable.
Clean for me, but you'll scrub the place for a perfect stranger.
I don't have to impress you.
Yeah, well, it's working. Our bathroom smells like lilac.
Very good guess. Sandalwood. Masha makes her own potpourri. Did you know she was a gunner?
A gunner?
On a Russian destroyer. She enlisted when she was 16. And she would have re-upped, but then she developed some middle ear problem or something like that.
Did you get her whole life story?
I enjoy people. Voila.
Blue toilet water.
It's like a touch of the Caribbean right at home.
And then we all came home and cooked it for Easter dinner. Boar always tastes better when you kill it yourself.
Oh, forget about boar. You should see my mother choke the life out of a brisket.
Would you keep your corners together?
All right,
it's okay. I fix.
So,
Masha?
How old were you when you knew you wanted to clean?
What kind of question is that? Masha doesn't just clean. She's got a lot of interests, you know, cooking, painting, artillery.
Mr. Paul, you are too kind.
Now, please stop calling me Mr. Paul. Sounds like I married into a fish stick dynasty.
Hey, Masha, how about some of that stroganoff for the roadski?
Okay. Hey, you can't get it yourself?
Oh, it's okay, Mr. Paul. It's my pleasure to serve your friend.
I can't believe you got a maid. What, are you, like an adult?
Hey, don't ever call me that.
Oh, I gotta get going. I promised my grandmother I'd take her to the Museum of Natural History.
What a sweet guy.
It's the least I can do. I'm in her will.
Here, Mr. Selby. Please to add milk when you reheat.
Oh, I don't cook. I'll probably just eat it on the subway.
Oh, well, it is a pretty picture.
Masha. Thank you.
You are kind to be his friend. Compared to you, Mr. Selby is stupid.
Well, you're a very perceptive woman. Yeah, yo, let me get that. You should really get going before the buses get crowded.
No, it's okay, Mr. Paul. You are too kind. You should not be doing this for me.
I'm just helping. All the heavy stuff I leave for you. What?
You are different. Not like men in my country. In my country, men are tough and hard. And you are soft, like woman.
Did I mention that I wrestled in junior high school? Huh? I went slammed the guy down so hard I cracked his retainer. That's a true story.
I believe you.
Yeah, well, I didn't actually crack, but he lost it, you know, and he got in all sorts of trouble for that. Believe me.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Masha.
Hello, Mrs. Paul. I go now.
Wait a second, Masha. I got a couple of those Hazel episodes for you. She said she was interested.
I will treasure them always.
All right. And listen, thank you very much.
Goodbye, Mr. Paul.
Okay.
Oh, you and your little Baltic friend have fun today?
Meaning what?
You two realize she has a crush on you.
Get out of here. Why would she be interested in me?
That's a good point.
No, what do we... You think so? No, you're crazy.
I'm warning you. The minute you marry her, she's gonna stop scrubbing your toilet.
She never looked at me twice. Is it just me or do the eyes follow you everywhere?
She stopped looking at that thing.
I'm sorry. It's just nice that she was attracted to me. I'm still allowed to enjoy that, aren't I?
Within limits.
I don't know. I think it's a damn good likeness.
She's obviously never seen your chest.
What are you still looking for that sock?
No, I found it. I'm looking for the other one.
Well, if Masha were here, she'd find it.
Yeah, well, you should have thought of that before you drove her away.
I drove her away.
She won't come back. She's avoiding you.
What did I do? What did I do that's so terrible? You know, I made coffee for her. I helped her clean. I fixed her shoes.
You fixed her shoes?
One shoe, her left shoe. The heel fell off. I hammered it back on.
See? What do you expect?
What, I should have let her limp around? Vacuuming and limping? That's too cruel.
I have a very large bone to pick with you two.
Won't you come in?
What did you do to Masha?
Why? What did she say?
Nothing. All I know is I lent you a perfectly good cleaning machine, and she came back broken.
She's broken?
For 3 days, she has been moping around and crying her eyes out.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're telling me my house is a disaster. Dishes piled to the ceiling. Egg hardens as we speak. And I just know that you have something to do with it.
No, what could we have done?
You were so nice to her.
We were almost too nice.
Yeah, maybe Mark said something.
Maybe she's homesick.
Good.
What's going on here? And why do I feel like somebody is watching me?
It's the dog.
It's the dog. We tell him not to watch people, but
he's a watchdog.
Yeah.
What's with you?
No, let's go make some cocoa.
No, I don't want any cocoa, and quit pulling on me. What are you doing?
I'm standing. In my apartment. Yeah, in my spot.
You have a spot?
He loves that spot.
The what? Doesn't Mark have a spot?
Not that I know of.
Thank you.
my God.
Ira, yes, or maybe the woman had some feelings for me. But it's not my fault. It really isn't. You know, I read somewhere that pledge is actually an aphrodisiac.
You toyed with the affections of an immigrant.
For God's sake, I just hammered her shoe.
I don't even want to know what that means. I just know I lent you the best maid I ever had, and you ended up flirting with her.
I wasn't flirting. Would you please tell her?
He was flirting.
I was not.
You were so. I know the way you talk to other women.
What? How do you know?
Because I used to be one. You get this throaty little catch in your voice, you become all attentive and interested.
Well, excuse me for not treating Masha like a serf.
A serf? You treated her like a queen. You waited on her hand and foot. If you treated me that way, I'd be in love with you, too.
Hey! I have house guests from Jersey this weekend. What are we gonna do about this?
What can we do?
Are you ready to give them up?
Not yet.
Well, then, lover boy, I guess it's up to you.
What do you want us to do?
No, not us. You.
I don't know. Just rectify it. The woman is suffering.
What do you wear to break up with your maid?
Oh, Masha, please, what can I do for you? How can we make you feel better? What do you want? You want a raise or shorter hours? Make you feel more at home? We can get it colder in here.
Thank you. I don't think anything can help.
Oh, no, Masha, no, you don't talk like that. You're an American now. You gotta get that can-do attitude. I can do the kitchen. I can do the bathroom. I can do it, you know.
Hi?
Yeah, well, we're in here.
Who I ran into, Masha. See? It's Mr. and Mrs. Paul.
Hi, Masha.
How are you? Physically, she's fine. She just, she's lost her will to clean.
Well, Mark, come on. I want to show you that thing I bought.
What thing? I thought that you were over at
Volunteer. The thing.
Oh, the thing. Yes. Oh, yeah, because I'm anxious to see that. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
So, Masha. Honey, don't you want to go see the thing?
I've seen it.
So, Masha, I guess we kind of need to talk.
Honey, could you help me in here for a minute?
I'll be right back. What?
The throaty thing.
I'm not.
I'm telling you.
Fine. So, Masha? Masha, we heard that you weren't feeling that well, and I'm sorry to hear that. I think there's been a misunderstanding. And I'm not sure what happened, you know. It's just, you know, sometimes these things happen between a man and a woman. And not that so much, but look, you don't really know me much, and I gotta tell you, I'm no picnic. You know? Because I can be really annoying. And stubborn and exasperating, you know, and what else? Putty. Excuse me. I'm putty.
Petty.
You know, you're really making this a tough choice. I got a woman who loves me and cleans, one who hates me and doesn't.
I'm just trying to help.
Then go away.
Excuse me. No, please excuse me. I am sorry I caused all this trouble.
No, Masha, you didn't cause any trouble.
Yes, I am just stupid. Mr. Paul was kind to me and I misunderstood. It's all my fault.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It's his fault. He doesn't mean to, but you know men, when they get around attractive women, they just do these things.
The throaty thing?
Exactly. They can't help it. It's a whole show they put on.
They do not realize the hell they bring to us?
Of course they do. That's why they do it.
Even Mr. Paul?
Did he tell you his junior high school wrestling story?
Yeah, twice. What is a retainer?
If you two will excuse me, I'm gonna look at the thing.
He's one of the good ones.
You're a lucky woman.
Yes, I am. Can I ask you one thing? Have you seen a gray sock?